Sweetest friends, this year should be a specialist for Chana Meir ben Chaya Rachel, Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the great Tzaddik of Ranana, Rav Yitzchak Cohen Haberman. The first piece, Ba'aloscha Saneros Amul Pnei Amenorah Yiru Shiva Saneros. When you bring up, literally, when you light the candles towards the face of the menorah, all seven candles should light, should shine. So it's known that there's a diuk in this pasuk that it should have said, Be'hadlikcha. What do you mean, Be'ha'aloscha? As Haneros, we get so used to the idea of the parasha being called Bahaloscha, sometimes it's kedai to sit back and ask a question. I mean, why does it say Bahaloscha when it should say Bahadlikha? When you light, what is it when you lift? Another question is, why does it say Lashanochach Beha'aloscha when you light the candles? Hadlakas Neros is Kshera Bizar. Hadlakas Neros is permitted to be done with a non-Kohen, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Bias Mikdash 9:7. V'hayla lomer behadlakas stam. What do you mean behadloscha? When you elevate the candles. It should say, when behadloka, behadlakas haneros. When the candles are lit, not you, because it doesn't have to be with a Kohen. Even a Tzar can do it. Even a non-Kohen. However, one question is answered by the other, because the meaning of Beha'aloscha is Kishayiyah mitzvahs hadlakas neiros chashuva lechvanecha kemaila v'gam shetucha lios la'idei acher tachzor achorei shedavka ata tadlik. Beha'aloscha is miloshen maila, something that elevates you, something positive. That if Beha'aloscha, if you realize that lighting the menorah is something elevating, it's a maila, and even though it could be by somebody else can do it, you are going to seek after it. That specifically, you should be the one lighting. Therefore, it says b'lashon noch, when you light, because you're the one doing. And also lashon maila, we have two questions: why lashon nochach, why lashon maila, why when you? And why not Bahadlikha? And one answers the other. If it's Ha'aloscha, if you see it as a Maila, then you're going to do it. You're going to run after it. It's not Stama Hadlaka, it's a Maila. And God promises you, El Mul Pnei. What does it mean, El Mul Pnei? Osios HaKodmos Shel HaMenorah Shehem Osios Limoked Shehem Osios. In other words, Lamed, Mem, Kuf, Dalid. In other words, when it says towards the face, El Mul, meaning if you're towards the face of HaMenorah. In other words, the letters that precede, that are towards the face of HaMenorah, the letters that precede HaMenorah. What are the letters that precede HaMenorah? So what's before He? What's before the mem of menorah? A lamed. What's before the nun of menorah? Mem. What's before the resh of menorah? Kuf. What's before the hay of menorah? Dalet. Lamed, mem, kuf, dalet. These are the osios of the sof shemus hakadoshim, shel the avos hakadoshim. Avram, that's the mem. Yitzchak, kuf. Yisrael Yaakov, that's the Lamed, and David, and these are the four legs of the Merkava, the four legs of God's divine chariot. So if you really appreciate the Hadlakas Haneiros, then you're going to get El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. You are going to get the Dalid Ragle HaMerkava, and that is going to Yairu Shivas Haneiros, and then the seven candles are truly going to shine forth in a much deeper way than we could ever imagine. Okay, great. Next piece. Vayas Kein Aharon. And Aharon did as he was told to do. Rashi Lahagid Shvacho Shel Aharon Sheloshina. This is to tell the Shevach of Aaron that he didn't change. He did exactly as he was told. So everybody talks about this Rashi. Everybody and their aunt Bertha talks about this Rashi. Is Aaron going to change? That's a praise that Aaron wasn't a reformed Jew. He doesn't change. God tells him to do one thing and then he decides to do it differently. Come on, Aaron of course didn't change. Aaron Yeshubach B'Mashlshina B'Tzivi Hashem. A great tzaddik like Aaron is going to be praised that he doesn't diverge from the divine command. So Lanius Daiti Niradaver Nechmod. So I'd like to say, says the great tzaddik of Ranana, something very sweet. Based on Chazal, that it says in Shmos Rabba, Lamed Zayin Beis, Ve'ata Hakrev Eilecha. Amru B'Shash Yerod Moshe Menare Bit Baharun. Vayamakish Alev B'Kurnus. V'lo Skavin El La'akvam Ad Sheyerid Moshe. Amru Kadosh Baruch Hu Yadeni Kabanat Shlarim Hecha Yisrael Tova. Chiyach Eni Mashle L'Korbanoseim Shel Banai. Eni Mashle L'Korbanoseim Shel Banai Ela Oscha. So God tells Moshe to bring Aaron close. Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, he looked at Aaron and he was banging on him with a hammer, kiviyachol, because he comes down from Har Sinai and he sees the Cheda Egel, and he thought that Aaron was a partner to the sin of the golden calf. And Aaron's only kavana was la'akva machi erid Moshe, was to hold him back, to stall until Moshe Rabbeinu came down. And Hashem said, I know the kavan of Aaron, that Aaron was intentions where he had good intentions. So Hashem swears that Aaron is going to be in charge of the karbanos. Over Rashi Khan, the Fishel Ohaya Aaron Bachanukas Hanasim, the Huvalo Shiv the Cholshadaita. Aaron felt a Chalishas Hadas. He felt inadequate that he didn't take part in the inauguration of the Mizbeach by the Nesiim that we find in Parshas Naso. Neither he nor his tribe brought a carbon. Over Medrash and by Midbar Rabbah, Mavur Yosef, Shamar and Shem Bishvili, Shasisi Egan, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Mekabel Karbon Mishifti, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha, Shelcha Gedoyle Mishalahem, Shtamad Lekan, Meitiv Haneris, that Aaron thought that maybe because I was involved with the Egel, Hashem doesn't want to accept a carbon from me and my tribe. Hashem says, no, you're going to be greater than them, because you are going to light the menorah and you are going to clean out the candles, the candelabra. So it emerges that Hadlakas HaMenorah was even greater than the karbanos, and it was given to Aharon to appease him. Shakarosh Baruch Hu Yoda Tiv Kavanaso. Hashem knew the nature of Aaron's intention when he made the Egel. And that's the depth of what Chazal are teaching us. Lahagid Badlakas Aaron Dafka Haneros Shiavoda Yoser Chashuva Shaidei Nes Nera Maravi Nisparsim Sheshchina Shriya B'Yisrael Shvachu Shel Aharon Shelo Hainu Basiyas Egel Shina. And that's why we're saying the praise of Aaron here, that we have this incredibly important avoda of Hadlakas Haneros, because through the nes of the Ner Maravi that it's lit the entire time, that beyond the amount of oil that was put in, so there was a piersum, there was a publicizing of the fact that God's divine presence dwells amongst the Jewish people. So that's what it means. This says the praise of Aaron. Shelo, that he didn't. In other words, when they made the Egel, Shina, halo yelech Elohim acherim. He didn't change. He didn't go over to don't have other gods. Aaron wasn't interested, God forbid, in other gods. Adarav, bazeh shibcho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem praised him because he knew what Aaron's intentions were. Because he knew that Chas V'Shalom, his kavanah wasn't for Avodah Zarah, Lahatzil es b'nei Yisrael. So that's the canal. So that's the lahagid shvacho shel Aaron shaloshina, to say the praise of Aaron that he didn't change, meaning that when it came to the Chet HaEgel he didn't change, and therefore he gets to do this really important avoda because God loves him and he has no hakpada on him. Hashem isn't upset at Aaron for the Chet HaEgel because he meant well. Didn't turn out so well, say the least, but he meant well, and for that Aaron gets rewarded by lighting the menorah. One last piece. It says, "Vayidaber Moshe b'nei Yisrael la'aseh Pesach." So I love quoting the Kli Chemda of Mayor Don Plotsky. So he asks that we have the din of Pesach Sheni, because the people who were carrying the Aron of Yosef, as the Gemara says in Sukkah 25a, could not bring the carbon because they were tamei, mace. And if so, how did Moshe Rabbeinu do Pesach the previous year, Pesach Rishon? He became tamei when he took the Aron of Yosef out from the Nile. So he was also, Moshe Rabbeinu was also tamei the first Pesach. So was Moshe involved in the first Pesach? V'nirulani yusdaiti, says the tzaddik of Ranana, that since Hotzas Aron Shel Yosef was b'neis, as we see in Bam Dvarim Rabbah, v'haya begeder tevet, wasn't in the world of in the natural world, and tumah wasn't shaykh, and impurity was not a relevant issue at this time, so Moshe Rabbeinu had no problem. In any event, Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to learn some of the Torah of the Tzaddik of Ranana, and he promises us that he will lobby on our behalf in Shemayim for spreading his Torah. So we hope we're zocha to that great bracha of the holy, holy Tzaddik. I love connecting to Tzaddikim, so that's a big schus, and we should be zocha mir tashem to have Yeshua's bakal, simcha v'tuv levav. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, sweetest and most beloved friends.